Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
And today we had a bad end to the week in the feeder cattle futures contracts. We were down 95 in October at 173.80. The November's 132 lower, 174.77. January a buck 20 lower at 175.10. March and April down 70 and 90 cents. This time of year, you typically get a lot of hedge pressure as people buy cattle for the wheat pasture, you know, on March and April futures. And that was a little bit true, but it seemed like it was a different type of hedger, as there aren't very many people buying stalkers to put out on wheat pasture. So right now we're 176.65 in March, down today. We're still off the high by about a dollar or so. Live cattle futures were up 50 in the October, 146.95. That was the one bright spot. October, of course, winds down in about 2 weeks. December, the next month out, down 15 at 147.75. February, live cattle down 60 at 151.10. Overall, the live cattle market has really held together pretty well over the last couple of weeks. The high back in September was around 152. In December, we're currently about 148. So off those highs, but not really that far, only $4 at this point. So hopefully we can catch some traction. The Deese hog market up a buck 65, 82.25. February up a buck 70 at 83.42.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures market was in the red and led by the wheat market lower. December Kansas City wheat was down 30 at 952 and a quarter. July down 24 and three quarters at 940. That market just continues to be depressed, and we're supposed to get some rainfall over the weekend, which helped pressure those markets. Chicago wheat 22 to 32 lower. The bean market anywhere from 11 to 13 lower. Corn futures down 7 to 9 cents. So just overall, it seems like the grain market's following along with the well, for one, it's the time of year that corn and beans get weaker because of harvest, but also the overall economic picture as the stock market continues to sell off. Every time it starts to rally, it just gets pushed right back down. Also seeing interest rates making new highs today. 30-year bonds are indicating mortgages around 7.5% to 8% now. So mortgages just continue to rise, and eventually that's going to have an impact. In November, the next Fed meeting, they're expected to do another 0.75 point. Some think that it might be a whole point just to get in front of it. The interest rates, of course, haven't really had an impact whatsoever, and in some cases they've tripled on the longer term stuff, and I guess some cases they're up like 10 times. But interest rates continue to go up and really have no impact on inflation up to this point. Currently, the Dow's down 330, crude oil's down $3.50.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.